This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel is expanding its ground incursion into Gaza and said Monday it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists overnight. The incursion comes as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is worsening. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli tanks and troops pushed further into the northern Gaza Strip overnight Sunday, reaching the outskirts of densely populated Gaza City as Israel continued its unrelenting airstrikes on Gaza. Israel said it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists who had barricaded themselves inside buildings. The expanded Israeli incursion came amid a growing humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the death toll since the Israeli airstrikes began more than 3 weeks ago passed 8,300, more than half of them women and children. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel's ground campaign in Gaza created the possibility for the release of more than 200 hostages being held by militant group Hamas. Israel said on Monday its forces freed a soldier from Hamas captivity during the ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu also said Israel was not prepared to agree to a ceasefire with Hamas.
Just as the United States would not agree to a ceasefire after the bombing of Pearl Harbor or after the terrorist attack of 9/11, Israel will not agree to a cessation of hostilities with Hamas after the horrific attacks of October 7th.
U.S. House of Representatives Republicans on Monday introduced a plan to provide $14.3 billion in aid to Israel by cutting funding for the tax-collecting Internal Revenue Service, setting up a showdown with Democrats who control the Senate. House Republicans unveiled a standalone supplemental spending bill only for Israel.